says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks. Here we are on Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017. Live program, the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, your host, starting out solo tonight and welcoming you to join me via telephone at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And when you dial that number, you're reaching the Austin, Texas switchboard of the Republic Broadcasting Network and the fine engineers that John Stapmiller has attracted to RBN, and who actually, this is a pretty unique thing you have here, folks, that is yours, if you can keep it. Who was the founding father who said that? Was it Benjamin Franklin? It's yours if you can keep it, and that requires that you support one of the few actual bricks and mortar pro-white patriot organizations that you have in the world. And the RBN engineer that you talk to when you call in is seated there in that bricks and mortar Republic Broadcasting Network studio. Well, let's see. What can we pique your interest with tonight? We'll have a little bit more commentary on the Las Vegas shooting and the tragedy that befell the, I don't know if there's any identification yet, but the crowd was overwhelmingly white, so the dead must overwhelmingly be white people, innocent, beautiful white people who died at the hands of a psychopath, terrorist, madman. There in Las Vegas. We'll talk a little bit about that. There's other news. There's always a lot of news vis-a-vis the Trump phenomenon. So plenty today. We'll talk about some of that. And welcome you, your thoughts on anything that I may miss. It's really important. Here's an article from Nigel Farage talking about the situation in Great Britain. We're very interested in that. I love this headline, Monday Night Football Ratings Crashing. And so we'll cover some of these stories. And of course, my Republic Broadcasting now is expanding its reportage on its pages and Facebook and at the republicbroadcasting.org website. So we're kind of following in the footsteps of Breitbart, but Breitbart remains really head and shoulders. It is the news source on the right now. I mean, regardless of what we do, the numbers are staggering as to how much the house that Steve Bannon built has turned into the foremost source of information for people on the right. Probably the favorite news site of those people gunned down in Las Vegas. And let me start out with that thought. I thought after we closed the microphone last night, I thought into the night, I started thinking about it again in the morning. Some of the factors in that still very mysterious slaughter. Very mysterious. We need more facts. I like what I think our caller was named Rob, who said, you know, wait for the facts, wait for information. Don't speculate wildly. Good advice. So not speculating wildly. Here are some things that seem obvious. Paul mentioned it last night. Others mentioned it. If you were going to intend to shoot white people, and even more specifically, if you were going to intend to shoot and kill white people who voted for Donald Trump and who support him now, and you were looking for a gathering where you could find such people all grouped tightly together, where you could slaughter them, well, that concert in Las Vegas immediately fulfills that description. 22,000, almost probably almost entirely white, and probably 90% or more supporting Donald Trump. So let me then offer you my, this is now in the realm of speculation, but this is a line of thinking worth pursuing, and it's one that the lamestream media certainly would not cover. The possibility that that shooter, the white shooter, may have been like the white shooter who shot Congressman Scalise, Steve Scalise, and whose intention was to kill as many white right-wing pro-Trump congressmen as he could in that baseball field at that YMCA in Virginia. This might be another such person, a white left-winger having the kind of mental meltdown at the election, at the perceived collapse of his whole world. This I'm speaking now about a lot of left-wingers, white left-wingers, who've gone on television saying, I dream of shooting Donald Trump. I dream of blowing up the White House. I want to strangle Donald Trump. Hey, here's a severed head, bloody head of Donald Trump, put up on Facebook. These people, and we've talked about it on the show, that many of the things that these people have said are actually criminal threats, naming a specific person and naming a specific crime like murder, for example, or blowing someone up. But these left-wingers have truly had a mental meltdown. As their world, they were living in the world of Obama, and they thought they had it made. They thought they were consolidating their left-wing dream. And then in an incredible switcheroo, they get Donald Trump. So I'm offering the speculation. What if this was such a white Scalise type left-wing maniac, person who's had a mental breakdown, who could be a successful person as he was? I just saw an article here that says he sent $100,000, in a money wire to the Philippines the week before he did the shooting, which was obviously very well organized, very well thought out. In other words, he planned this. I'm saying, since he planned it so well and it's so obvious, you must assume then that the obvious was apparent to him, that he would be shooting white people, that they would be Trump supporters. You can also assume that he intended that he was going to kill himself. You can also assume that he thought he must have, as he broke that glass out and started firing it, maybe 10 rounds per second, that he might kill hundreds of right-wing Donald Trump white patriots. And that as he proceeded to his own suicide, that may have been his goal, to kill as many of us as possible. Now, well, let's see. We'll have to learn more to find out. But I think that's one that connects a lot of dots, folks. And that might be what happened. And it's new. It's hard. It didn't hit me immediately that that was a possibility. I wasn't really thinking about that last night, because we're, as Pat Buchanan has said concerning the Trump presidency, we are now in uncharted waters. We've never been here before. We've never had a patriot president in our lifetimes. The last patriot president was Calvin Coolidge, in my opinion. And was anybody here alive in 1924? Few lucky of you and distinguished among you may have been alive, but you had been a toddler. So that hardly counts. But we've never been in this world before where left-wingers might be going so insane with anger and fury and wrath and viciousness that we see events like this. We have seen it already with the Scalise shooting. And by the way, if anybody wants to call with an update on Steve Scalise, a caller last night mentioned that he's back in Congress. I didn't catch that story. I missed that. If anybody's got detail on that, I'd appreciate getting it. 800-313-9443 is the phone number. Let me just check my call board here, see if I've got anybody hanging on right now. I don't, so the lines are open. If you call, you will get in. And I'd like to know what you think about that, my speculation there, as to a possible explanation for this guy who... Let's go to the story about him sending $100,000 to the Philippines. And, you know, very interesting. He was this guy was highly trained. He'd had a sort of an aerospace accounting type job, had money, considerable wealth, $1 million value, owned multiple properties, owned two airplanes, had a pilot's license. One of the listeners to the show called me today and said, "Hey, Kelso, if that guy was a pilot, he had to pass mental health screening in order to retain his pilot's license." I didn't know that. But and he said, no. He said, the FAA is very strict about who they let get into an airplane and fly around. So he said this guy would have had to go through psychological or mental competency screening in order to retain his pilot's license. I didn't know anything about that, but that's an interesting twist. Had two airplanes, had a pilot's license, and a lot of money. And apparently he sent $100,000 of it to the Philippines. I haven't looked at that story yet. Let me just see if I can't find it. It's going to be right here somewhere. Right here at the top of my page. I just pulled it up just a bit ago. Breitbart, here's this Farage story. I'll come up to that in just a bit. And another Britain story that's very good. Let me find this one. Not a good time to call the show, or to call me during the show. But the... I'll turn that one off. Turn that volume way down. There we go. Now we're good. I'm looking for the Breitbart story on the $100,000 that he sent to the Philippines. You know, there are so many stories breaking now. You should see this. I have four computer screens all around me, and across the top of all three of them, one reserved for this show. I keep it clean, so we have good transmission. But the other three computers may have as many as 40 tabs across the top. And I just saw one here that I meant to mention yesterday. I hope there's not a sad update on this story. I wanted to look at who the musicians were at this country festival in Las Vegas. Jason Aldean was one of them. Rich in Black, who I got to meet, the Republican convention in 2008 in St. Paul. They were there. Probably a lot of right wingers on that. Not those last two necessarily, but a lot of right wingers on that country selection there. And here's a sad story concerning death and a great singer, Tom Petty. I saw a headline yesterday that Tom Petty was taken off of life support. He was found in his Malibu home unconscious. And apparently they had a heart attack or something of that nature, is taken to the hospital and put on life support, and then very, very sad sounding news, taken off the life support. And I believe that's only done when something like brain death has occurred. So if Tom Petty is dying, he's only 66 years old, a genius of a musician from Gainesville, Florida. I hope that that's not what it looks to be. And I thought, when I was thinking of it yesterday, my thoughts went in this direction here. Well, I won't back down. No, we won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I stand my ground. Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand. I hope Tom Petty makes it. If any of you have an update, I didn't check today on Tom Petty's health. 66, that's young. I'm 69. I forgot to mention that yesterday. It was a lot to talk about yesterday, and it just slipped my mind, a tragedy for Tom Petty. And I love that last song, Won't Back Down, Stand My Ground. Boy, that could be an anthem for everything we do. And what a rebel. When you read Tom Petty's life and listen to his interviews, man, he was his own man. He is his own man. I don't want to talk about him in the past tense. Well, let's see here. Now, I mentioned there are some other stories here that are brand new. Let's look at these. Here, I'll read you the headline on Breitbart. Rock star Tom Petty is reportedly clinging to life after he was hospitalized and taken off life support on Monday afternoon. CBS prematurely declared that he had died and found unconscious in his home on Sunday in Malibu, placed on life support after arriving at the hospital. I used to live in Malibu and know it very well. And probably I surfed. If Petty's home was on the beach, I probably surfed right in front of it. I don't know where Petty's house was, probably down near Point Doom, where I surfed a lot. But the hospital he would have been taken to would have been the nearest hospital, would have either been Santa Monica Hospital, where part of my family was born. Or St. John's Hospital, also in Santa Monica, just down Coast Highway there from Malibu, and two of the best hospitals in the world. Or he might have been taken to UCLA Hospital, another of the greatest in the world, just a couple miles further away. 66 years old. Oh, and something that was very touching about his life. He said he didn't think he was going to do these 50-show tours anymore. He said the reason was, I have a granddaughter now, and I'd like to see her as much as I can. Oh, that was great. We've got a break coming up. Good chance to call in. We'll see you right after the break. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear sky today.
Thanks for tuning in. Here's a story out of Britain, just shifting the focus a little bit from our American concerns to our white kinsmen in Britain. Nigel Farage says, Tories, Conservative Party members, tell me in private that the Prime Minister, Theresa May, is a waste of space and needs to go. Nigel Farage has said Tories should use their ongoing party conference as an opportunity to begin saying in public what they have been telling him in private, that Theresa May is a waste of space and needs to go. In a barnstorming speech in the European Parliament, I think the writer here meant barn burning speech. I'll see if I can't get some of the recording of this and we'll see if it was a barn burner. Barnstorming, actually, Charles Lindbergh had a lot to do with the creation of that term. Actually, literally flying around to barns all over the middle of the United States and the Midwest and the South, and politicians give a speech in that barn, hopping from place to place like Lindbergh in a plane, for instance. In a barnstorming speech in the European Parliament, which he began by taking the European Union to task for turning a blind eye to police brutality in Catalonia, where the Catalans are, they want independence. The Brexit Supremo, said Brexit was an act of liberation, a voice of national self-determination that cannot and will not be stopped. But, he says, through this negotiating process, I'm afraid from the start, you've treated us, he's talking to the European Parliament now, as if we're some kind of hostage. Unless we pay a ransom, unless we meet all of your demands, then you won't even have an intelligent conversation with us about heading on from here. Remember, Nigel Farage is a member of the EU Parliament. There are no guarantees that whatever Mrs. May says or does, that you will ever, even when we've met your demands, come to us and want to have a sensible trade agreement. And I have to say that it is sad, in fact, it was pitiful to see the British Prime Minister in Florence, Italy, making concessions. Mrs. May, I'm sad to say, isn't worldly enough to recognize that when you face up to a bully, the one thing that you do not do is try to appease them. Good words from Nigel Farage. Farage told the assembled MEPs, members of the European Parliament, he actually had some sympathy with the view that the formerly Remainer-dominated government in Britain was sending out mixed messages. The Remainers, of course, were people who said, let's remain in the EU. And the Leavers were people like led by Nigel Farage who wanted to leave, who won. He then blasted, I just hope that in Manchester, the Conservative Party start to say in public what they are all saying to me in private, that Theresa May is a waste of space. She needs to go. We need a proper prime minister who says to Monsieur Barnier, okay, here's a deadline, here's a date. We work towards that date. If we can't reach a sensible deal on trade and everything else, then we are simply leaving and reverting to World Trade Organization, WTO, rules. He continues, this charade cannot go on for year after year. After all, we voted Brexit. There you go. That's from Nigel Farage. And what a great man. You know, one of the truly great leaders on the Trump train, which we are now more and more aware of being the whole of us in the patriot world that elected Donald Trump, that voted in Brexit, that elected Viktor Orban in Hungary, that elected President Duda in Poland, that elected Roy Moore in Alabama by a 9.2% margin over the swamp creature Luther Strange. Here's another story out of Britain while you're on that theme. This is also a headline of Breitbart. The headline is the UK to imprison people who view far-right propaganda online for up to 15 years. Holy smokes. We'll talk about that after the break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. Thanks for joining us. The engineer just gave me the headline here, which I had missed. Very sadly, that Tom Petty did die today. And he did die at UCLA. That was one of the hospitals I mentioned. As good a hospital as any in the world, he could not be revived. Suffered a cardiac arrest at his home in Malibu early Monday morning. Taken to UCLA, could not be revived. Pronounced dead at 8:40 p.m. And I guess that would be yesterday, 8:40 p.m. yesterday. So sad, very sad. And a great white man. A great, independent, tough white man, born in Gainesville. I might play a few moments of other songs like Refugee. You don't have to live like a refugee, folks. And we don't have to live like refugees. The story we were on. Let me go to it. That was a Nigel Farage story on the EU. And there's a headline here that slightly misplaced here, that Britain is contemplating jailing people who view right-wing websites. Boy, that's a mind-boggler there. And the let's go to another story, something to cheer us up a little bit. This is a Breitbart story. The long game. Bannon creates political coalition to advance populist economic nationalist agenda and smash the establishment. Former White House strategist and current Breitbart News executive chairman Steve Bannon has teamed up with conservative donors Robert and Rebecca Mercer to promote insurgent candidates. Boy, that's what Tom Petty was. He certainly was an insurgent. To challenge the GOP establishment, and that's what Tom Petty did. Boy, did he challenge Hollywood and the movie or the music industry. Oh, boy, did he get their attention when he met them in court, and he straightened them out. And Bannon is creating an organizational apparatus to advance the populist and economic nationalist policies championed by these candidates. We've got a caller here we'll go to in just a bit, Rob in Illinois, just to give you a little more of this story. He said, we've got a long haul in front of us, Mr. Bannon said in an interview at the Capitol Hill townhouse that doubles as his part-time residence and as the Washington headquarters of Breitbart News, the website owned in part by the Mercers and run by Mr. Bannon. Steve Bannon and Mr. Mercer, Robert Mercer, began hashing out a rough outline for a shadow party. That's the term we used here in reporting this 2 days ago. A shadow party that would advance Mr. Trump's America First agenda, even if Mr. Trump himself strayed from it. They sketched this out during a five-hour meeting last month at the Mercer family's Long Island estate, a couple of days before Mr. Bannon's resignation from the White House. That Mercer estate is there on the north shore of Long Island, and not that far from the Queens that Donald Trump grew up in. Early plans call for the creation of a sort of think tank to articulate the animating issues of the coalition, according to donors and operatives who have talked to Mr. Bannon, the Mercers, or their allies. They say the coalition will ally with existing groups on specific issues and will support vetted candidates and causes. The group will be in favor of limiting immigration, making trade policies more advantageous to American manufacturers, and disentangling the United States from sweeping international agreements. And they will favor destroying the establishment. In the meantime, this new coalition will not be afraid to call out Mr. Trump, if necessary, when he wavers on campaign promises like building a wall. We want to be supportive of him, said Chris Buskirk, publisher of the online journal American Greatness. So you'll be hearing more of that about that publication. We want to be supportive of Donald Trump, and we believe the agenda he ran on was correct, Buskirk said. We also want to lay the foundation for political change that both outlives this administration and expands upon it. So that is beautiful stuff to hear. Rob, music to your ears, I'm sure, there in Illinois. Can you hear me, Rob?
Yes, sir. You want to sing that last bit of the song again?
Okay. This development of a coalition to move the Trump agenda even beyond Donald Trump and independently of Donald Trump, I think this is a beautiful, beautiful development.
It's a must, and it's interesting. I've been thinking in my own head. I haven't tried to share this with any broadcasters or anything, but we've got to keep an eye on Bannon. He is somebody that knows what's going on. I mean, he is, as you know, or as it's been said, that he helped Trump line up the agenda that got him elected. Did he not?
Very much so. And the people that it was the Mercers, I believe, if I'm recalling my history correctly. How did Trump meet Bannon? It was Robert Mercer, who was a supporter of Donald Trump and a big giver. It was Mercer who was well connected to Steve Bannon and brought him to Donald Trump's attention, in the middle of his campaign. Bannon was not on board at the beginning of the campaign itself, and Trump's populist agenda started independently of Bannon, but the two men resonated with each other. And they but go ahead. I'm interrupting your thought about Steve Bannon. Go ahead, more about Bannon.
No, I mean, we got to take anybody with caution. You know, I wouldn't be 100% behind Bannon, whatever he says we got to do. I wouldn't be anything like that. But you know what? I would follow and support a lead that is good for the majority of us. You know, we'll take our steps along the way, but you know, we got to get out. We're in the weeds, man. We got to get out of it, and we need people to step up. And Bannon is willing to take that stage. Then we got to see what he's presenting, and if it's, you know, if we get our minds come together and say, you know what, this is looking good and something we can work with, and it could take us out of these weeds and at least get our heads above ground again, I'd say we go for it.
Yes, and here's the reassuring thought, Rob, there in Illinois, is that we're not dependent upon any individual, including Steve Bannon, when we've got a real assemblage of great minds working in the cause together, pulling at the oars together. And we have that. That has been achieved. There's a remarkable synchronicity going between I repeat these names over and over again. I ought to add some more because there are many. But, you know, I pick off the top stars over and over again. Sean Hannity agrees so much with Ann Coulter, who agrees so much with Laura Ingraham, who agrees so much with Michael Savage, and then Rush Limbaugh and the Pat Buchanan. It's a long list of really smart people, really great people. And they're working together. That's what I'm saying, is that, you know, let's say anytime anyone in this group that's on what we're, you know, I'm calling the Trump train, it's just a great phrase that describes us in a way, describes the people that were at that horrible concert in Las Vegas. Those people were probably on the Trump train.
Those people were living their lives. They were enjoying themselves. They, I'm sure many of them were out of town. There were probably many natives there. Probably it was a Sunday night. There was probably a bunch of hospitality there that, you know, this is their Sunday night. They got off work. They worked a hard week. You know, That's who they were. It doesn't matter what, you know, their political thoughts were. They were there to enjoy their lives. They were Americans. And in America, we have earned our freedom, our liberty, and the right to safety and security. And that security has been sold out.
Yes. Well, Rob, the reason I mentioned this is that I offered earlier in the show just a thought. It's way too early to, you know, come to any conclusion like this. But this guy, I just read the article here. I had read that people were speculating maybe he had what's called a bump stock on a semi-auto rifle and a bump stock, and it's now confirmed he did have a bump stock. Not something I'm familiar with, but I read up on it yesterday. This is a deal that can turn a semi-auto rifle into effectively an automatic weapon, because every time the recoil hits your shoulder, it pulls the trigger again. So you're getting off single trigger shots, but you know, 10 of them a second or 5 of them a second. And the
Still getting a speculation, Kelso. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you're still getting a speculation. I'm still getting
the bump stock is not speculation.
The bump stock is not speculation. Well, Fetzer tonight was like doing comparisons between a belt gun. So they're taking these, like the spurts coming out and the sound of it. A lot of people are talking belt gun, you know, so on. So, you know, this is still up in the air. So I don't commit to anything.
No, I just read an article. I mean, I believe it's coming from the police. A bump stock is a device that's actually sold, you know, at gun shows. You know, I watched a video on that. But now this is something that will happen, folks, for sure, that will come out of this, is that the let me go to the larger topic here. Why I say this was a pro-Trump crowd. I'm wondering, this person who did this horrible killing, it's likely, since he was so well prepared, he sent his money off to his Asian girlfriend in the Philippines. He made all of these preparations. He targeted this audience. So you have to ask yourself, well, why? Was he just looking for a large assemblage of random people and he wanted just to kill a bunch of people? You know, this audience, somebody on the show last night mentioned it. If you wanted to find a crowd of white people who are pro-Trump, you could not find a more concentrated assembly of such people than at a country music, Western country concert. I know the last Alan Jackson concert I went to in Florida, one of the things I marveled at is I was sitting there on the outside arena, kind of like this crowd. Not as, you know, it was a big, big crowd watching Alan Jackson. The entire crowd was white. I mean, I actually scanned around the crowd to look around. We were in a South Florida, you know, West Palm Beach County, where, you know, there are lots and lots of non-white people. I don't even know if it's even 50% white. I don't think it is actually anymore.
Well, I assure you, there were Hispanics there. I assure you, there were some black people there. You know,
how do you assure me they weren't there?
In Chicagoland, and I'm from Arizona, because I used to live in Arizona. I used to live in California. I've lived in Chicagoland. And any country western bar, I've always seen Hispanics, and there's even black people that, you know, depending on your area.
All right, but I was there. I was there at this Alan Jackson concert.
I thought you were speculating on who was at the Las Vegas.
No. And look at the crowd. Look at the pictures. I see a whole bunch of white people. You know, if you see a picture with 30 faces in it and they're all white, you just took a survey of the whole crowd. If you look at another picture of 30 faces and they're all white, now you've got confirmation that crowd's 98% white at least. So but I'm saying that this person targeted that crowd, and so it's worth noting. What was this guy? Was he a liberal Hillary supporter? You know, as some have written, he was dating this Asian woman. He did send his money to her in advance, which is what somebody who's planning to kill himself would do, or something he might do. But anyway, let me move on.
Can I?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and continue your thought, Rob.
Here's as we're being told, this information is being told as far as a fact. He was worth multiples of millions of dollars. He owned two planes, and as you said, he had an airlines pilot. He had to be psychologically evaluated to keep that license. He was a smart man. He was in a retirement phase. He liked to gamble. He did have a Filipino girlfriend, and she was in the Philippines. He wired her $100,000, so they say. $100,000 to this guy, he's a multimillionaire. He made a bunch of money in not just from his career, but also in real estate. He did well in real estate.
Rob, here's what I'm offering you, this thought. I mean, I'm just sharing it with the whole audience. And of course, this is peanut gallery stuff at this point. But the narrative, I'm saying that the left-wing media is not ready for this story. Their story, the baloney that they've put out year after year, decade after decade, is that you've got right-wing nuts and right-wing shooters, and they're shooting left-wing people. This is a story where what we may have is a left-wing white guy, a liberal, just like the Scalise story. The guy shooting Scalise, who wanted to kill a whole bunch of congressmen, he planned in advance. He camped out at that YMCA, just like this guy who camped out at the Mandalay. He planned very carefully. He intended to kill himself. He intended to kill as many congressmen as he could. And we know for sure he was a guy freaked out at the victory of Donald Trump and the victory of patriots. And he became murderous as a result. Got some music here. We'll be right back, Bob. Stay tuned.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. I'm so sad to learn that Tom Petty has died. And, boy, there's so many points of identification for me personally. The songs he wrote about, the Valley Girls he wrote about, I grew up with them. Free Fallin', About Reseda, and Ventura Boulevard. Boy, did I spend a lot of time on Ventura Boulevard. And he died there in Malibu, had his cardiac arrest in Malibu, which is where my best days, my best times out in the surf there in Malibu. But I think he really personified a lot of great things about us white folks in his independence, his brilliance, his creativity, and his fighting spirit. I got Rob on the phone there in Illinois. Rob, give me another thought here that we can chew on. I don't want to tangle you up with my own thoughts. Go ahead.
How about this news? I was listening, you know, Jack Posobiec.
No, I don't, but go ahead.
Okay, well, Jack Posobiec is a media guy. He's out there in independent media. He does whatever. Anyway, they started Posobiec, Cernovich, and this guy, Geisa, G-I-E-S-E-A-E-S-E-A, started a pack called the Rev 18 Pack, and they're calling it We're a Voluntary Network and Super PAC dedicated to taking back the GOP, rallying around 2018 elections. And their goal is to knock out people like Flake and others.
Beautiful. Well, that's exactly what Bannon is doing. And great minds think alike. So, yeah, the merrier.
No Ryan, no Flake, no Corker, no Heller, no Stab now. So this is what they're trying to do. And while he was during the conversation, the interview, he said, I just got a tweet that said a certain senator in Kentucky may be retiring coming up here.
Oh, that would be too beautiful if that's Mitch McConnell. Yeah.
If that's Mitch McConnell, that would be a gift to many of us. I think they're feeling the heat and they're getting out of the kitchen. But the only problem with that is they're going to do like they tried to do with Luther Strange, is get their establishment people in there, just younger blood. You know what I mean?
Right. But now what we're hoping for...
New face, same ideals.
Yeah, what we're looking for is they, in the past, Bannon talked about this, Nigel Farage talked about it, Sarah Palin talked about it when they appeared there in Alabama, in Fairhope, Alabama. They noted this revolutionary thing that has just happened, which is that Strange outspent Moore $30 million to $2 million. We'll talk about that, and that didn't work. This is the first time, folks, in our lifetimes where that kind of money didn't work. We'll come back with that right after this break.
I just sent you the details.
No, we won't. We're going to come back with it in our next show, folks. So we'll see you tomorrow night when we talk about this amazing, amazing success that we've had here with Floyd Moore. See you all tomorrow night.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.